hands up, you know.
We're here today with Acorn Canada Radio, where radio meets justice, and we have Greta here.
Hi, everybody.
Greta's about to tell the crowd why we're here today and doing some chanting. All right? Greta. Greta's having a moment of shyness. Here we got Kelly here today too. Kelly, let's tell the people again why we're here today.
Hey Rama.
And Kelly's gonna tell people why we're here. Do some chants. Maybe a who are we?
Who are we?
Acorn.
What do we want?
Stop the cuts.
When do we want it?
Now.
When do we want it?
Now.
Louder.
Now.
The people united will never be defeated.
The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. The people united.
I'm Andrea.
We have Andrea here who's going to talk about why we're here today.
Hi, I'm Andrea from the ODSP Action Coalition, and everybody in on ODSP in Ontario is afraid of what the Doug Ford government is going to do to OW and ODSP.
Yes. We want to cut them by 1.3%.
They cut. We were supposed to get an increase of 3%, and they cut it to 1.5.
Yes.
Which is cutting in half an increase that would have with inflation, but now it's just a normal like 10, 25 bucks, and people can't live on the money that they get now, especially on OW. So that's why I'm here.
Yeah! Woo! He might not be honking for us, but
well, who cares?
So who are we?
Who are we?
Acorn.
What do we want?
Justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
Who are we?
Acorn.
What do we want?
Justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
The people united will never be defeated.
The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated.
With all our might. Fight with all our might.
And here we have Peter. I think you just press it. Say something.
Hello? Yeah. So we're here today because Ford is cutting ODSP Ontario Works. 3% increase. Which we are scheduled to get. He's cutting it down to 1.5. And he's also stopping the basic income pilot project, which a lot of people in some cities, Hamilton and a couple other cities, 4,000 people, I believe, were relying on that project in order to try to build an alternative to their lives. Some were trying to get jobs, moving to jobs. Others are trying to start full-time businesses. That is not cut.
Here I am.
Doug Ford, yesterday I watched question period, and many of us asked about why he was for the people, why he's cutting it, why he's making the cut from 3 to 1.5%. Doug Ford was evasive. He tried to turn the issue to irrelevant things like the buck of beer, which we probably won't get. The 10 cents a liter gas cut is probably also not going to happen. And if anybody looks at the gas prices, so these are relevant issues. If he was for the people, he would care for those who are marginalized, who have to live daily, trying to find out where they can get the money to pay for the rent or pay for the groceries. And we find that Toronto, these cuts are going to have a very detrimental effect on the housing problem. Already people are rough housing, living in parks, living on the streets. There's an increase in people living under bridges, and this is going to negatively affect people. We have to fight this agenda. This agenda is trying to put right down to the city level.
Get the mic back to Kelly, and she can lead it or whatever.
By cutting the representation people get at council from 44 to 25.
This is organizing in action.
44 councilors, there would be more opposition to the cuts he's trying to impose.
We're just waiting a minute, and then we're going to walk down to the minister's office. We're kind of, waiting a few minutes because we've got about 50 people here. People are pretty jazzed.
Go for it and to raise the rate. Thank you.
Okay, we're starting the march. Kelly, what do you think?
Okay.
How's it going, Kelly?
It's a good turnout so far.
That's good. How many people do you think are here?
There's about 15 or 20.
Oh, there's more than 15 or 20.
I would say
what
30.
What do you think?
30 probably.
Yeah, maybe 30 people, yeah. Well, like Rama's counting better than Kelly's. Okay, we got the next.
Okay.
We're just crossing the street, which is always difficult with 30 people. Woo!
Ford's got to go.
She's our loud.
Okay.
You know why his name is John? Because he is dumb. Hallelujah! Let's go, people! Enough is enough! Hallelujah! Come on!
Who are we?
Who are we?
Acorn!
What do we want?
Stop the cuts!
Justice!
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 When do we want it?
When do we want it?
Now!
When do we want it?
Now!
When do we want it?
Now! When you're doing it, hold it up, because then you don't kill people's eardrums.
You see that lady jump?
Yeah, I know. Rama, will you just keep people here, because Andrew knows where we're going and I don't?
Yeah, I know.
You know where we're going? People, United, we'll never be defeated. How's the chanting going back here? I don't know where we're going.
We're going just up the road. Do you want me to?
Yeah, can you go in the front? Because I don't know where we're going.
Grosvenor at that
time. Rama seems to know, but.
Grosvenor at that time.
I'm Judy, by the way.
Hi, Judy Glover. Be nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm Judy. Nice to meet you.
Right on, buddy. Right on. I stay at the back because
it feels like I'm in a church.
I have difficulty with
loud
noises.
Oh, okay. Yeah, stay away from the megaphone.
I cannot use my
injury,
truth.
Head injury.
Right.
This is not a church.
And that megaphone is... Oh, whoops. Okay, we're coming up to the ministry building here. And... the cops are showing up, but whatever. This is Noreen.
Yes.
Noreen, this is Acorn Canada Radio, where radio meets justice. Why are you here today?
For justice.
For justice?
Yes.
What kind of justice?
We need justice for the people them who can't help themselves and need more help, and instead of cutting it, should be able to give them more.
Exactly.
Because even though matter how many years you're in this country, you contribute to this country.
Right.
And you have a right.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Every one of us have a right.
Exactly. This is Noreen.
Hi, Noreen. How are you?
I'm fine, my love.
Awesome.
This is Carla.
I'm Carla.
Hey, Carla.
It's a pleasure meeting you.
This
you
is too. Acorn Canada Radio, where radio meets justice.
Acorn,
you want to say?
Canada. We're out here today in support of ODSB.
Yes.
And we just want to implore the Ford government that they cannot cut the benefits to the people
who
survive on the benefits.
Yes.
Wait, Carla, you want to come and say that on the mic?
Murder. Oh, God.
Yeah, come on.
Murder. That's murder. That's
murder. Exact. That's murder. Okay. Sneaking past you here.
Deal with our the cuts for ODSP and OW.
Carla's going to make a quick announcement.
Okay.
And then...
Dog Ford, go home. Leave Ontario Works alone.
Dog Ford, go home.
Leave Ontario Works alone.
Dog Ford, go home.
Leave Ontario Works alone.
Dog Ford, go home.
Leave Ontario Works alone. We do not concur with the government's plan to cut ODSB's promise that they've made to the people of this this province, that they're gonna raise ODSB, and then this new government has decided to cut it to 1.5%. It's not only a shame, it's an embarrassment. In a city like this, right, in a progressive country like this, people on ODSB cannot get sufficient to survive. What kind of state is this? What kind of country are we living in? Right? So we're here to implore the government that they need to stick to the promise they've made to the people who are dependent on this social assistance. You're killing people by cutting their assistance. And we will not
Sixth floor?
We will not allow it.
We're not getting very
right?
far.
Are we here to fight? Talk to them? Are we here to fight? Come on.
I'll go talk to them. Okay.
Are we here to cut up?
Okay,
let our voices be heard? Are we here to let the system know that we will fight with all our might, that we will fight for the people that deserve this assistance?
Yes.
Okay, from 3% to 1.5%. That is an embarrassment. You get to give subsidies to your friends and your CEOs and the people in power, but the people that need it, you say they need a cut because it's welfare and it's social assistance. Well, I have news for you. It's all welfare. Everybody is getting assistance. Whether it's a subsidy for the big guys or help for the people that need it, it's all welfare. It's all coming out of the pockets of the taxpayers. Okay? So don't let them divide us, and don't let them fool us, and don't let them try to get us to start believing that, you know what, some people are deserving of it and some people aren't. No, that's not the justice we fight for. That's not the country we believe in.
Right.
We know we're better than this.
Peacefully to deliver a letter.
Okay, so at this point, we're gonna marching peacefully into the building to deliver a message, a letter on the sixth floor.
Okay, follow me.
Okay, follow me.
Can we just go in?
Yeah.
Oh, who want we?
Acorn.
Who want we?
Acorn.
What do we want?
Justice.
Who want we?
Acorn.
Who want we?
Acorn.
What do we want?
Justice.
What do we want?
Give the Minister of Minister of Social Services a letter.
What do we want?
I understand that.
We want justice for all, right?
Okay.
We can hold on. I understand that, but unless somebody is willing to accept that letter, we can't let you in.
Can you call up? Can you call up?
Our sergeant's on his way.
Yeah.
See if he has any contacts for that. Because if we can get someone to come down to accept the letter,
yeah,
that's not an issue. but we can't let you guys inside the building.
But well, why?
How about just two people go in? It's a public building.
If they're willing to meet with you guys, then one or two people can enter.
Okay.
That's fine. That's not a problem. It's just somebody has to be there to accept the letter, right?
Okay.
Because the first two floors are public, but the towers are not. And that's where you need to go.
Why wouldn't somebody be here to accept the letter, though? Isn't this their job? Today is a work day as far as I'm concerned. I have to go to work today.
I understand that. But unless they know that you have come here, they know there's a reason why you've come here, then there's nobody to accept it.
Why?
Well, they don't know if you've come here.
But do they have to know that I'm coming here to be at work today?
There's no way. It's all through the ministry.
Information
that
we can escort one person downstairs to the
mailroom,
and it'll be delivered.
How can we ensure?
Well, that's not safe. Maybe Carla and Kelly can go.
How can we ensure that it's going to get delivered? One of us has to be a witness. With two people, you have a witness that this happened.
What it is the mailroom, the government mailroom.
That's okay.
Somebody's there to accept it, and they can stamp it, and they so it's a verification.
So,
I'd be happy to go.
And deliver the letter.
What group are you guys
from? Acorn.
What does it stand for?
Who are we?
Acorn.
What does it stand for?
Justice.
What do we want is justice?
Now. It's the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now. Google it.
We just want to make sure there's two parties there. One is a witness.
He's going to take care of it.
Yeah.
They're very nice people.
like I said, when they accepted the mail room,
I can vouch. Acorn is very nice people.
That's okay. We just want to make sure. You know what? Two people are there, right?
We might be at the bottom of the hierarchy.
So there's a letter you guys want to order inside?
Yes. We would prefer to deliver to the sixth floor.
You can go whoever.
Usually our policy is you can come in and deliver to the mail room area, and then all the mail is sent up from there.
So there's no way we can meet the minister.
No, not unless you have a...
If I vote for this minister, am I a resident of this province? Am I? Why can't I, as a resident, have a meeting with my minister who gets paid from my taxpayer dollar, and I'm not even complaining? He's okay with cutting the benefits for people who need it from 3% to 1.5%, but he doesn't have the I don't even want to use a bad word, but you know what I mean? He can't come face to face to me and say, you know what, this is why. Tell these people why we're doing this. Say it to their faces. Tell them why they don't need the 3%. Tell them why they only can survive on a 1.5% increase. Let me tell him why I only want my taxes to raise by 1.5%. Okay? Why can't he come down and just face us? We wouldn't eat them.
Yes, he has to ask a question.
You could write directly to the minister.
That's a lot of roundabout, right?
Well, from now on, we vote in Quebecois. We show these English politicians that we ain't putting up with this shit no more. Enough is enough. Straight up, Quebecois.
But two people can go into the mailroom?
Yeah, they're finalizing.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
You want to take my...
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Okay. So we're going to go.
Do you have your phone, Carla?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah! Well, you'll be... Whee! You'll be...
Yeah, I would.
Sweet victory. We're getting into the mailroom with two people. Except we lost our spokesperson. You want to announce what's happened? You want to tell people that we're getting in to deliver the letter?
I have a problem with the vibration.
Right, yeah.
Either.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you.
the loud noises.
No. What's your name? Oh, okay. Where are you? Are you just a staff here? Or?
No. I just. You just came to the protest.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Did you sign in just so we can make sure you let you?
I signed on the. I think I must be on the mailing list because okay. I got your email.
Okay, but you signed in today too, just so we can follow up. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Awesome. Thanks for coming.
Take care.
Hi everyone, can everyone please move to this side so that employees can get in as they need to get in? Just a little bit of an update in terms of what is going on right now. Two members of ACORN have been escorted inside to the mail room in order to deliver the letter. This is what's been allowed. This was negotiated from one person being escorted to two people being escorted, which we think is a much safer and reasonable protocol. So we will await their return. Thank you.
Yay! All right. Looks like the press is here.
Not because we are the
who are we?
The
do some chants?
As Octavia walks as
who are we?
Recipients that we don't count. So for the politicians to know that we're not putting up with their stuff anymore, next month we're voting Quebecois! We're going French! We're going French! They teach us better! They treat us better! Four guts to go!
Doug, for you and your minister have not given us answers today as to why you're cutting Ontario Works and ODSP from 3% to 1.5%. I'm from Etobicoke North. Next time I'm going to come in front of your constituency office, we'll come in front of your constituency office to demand answers. Why do you want to hurt the most marginalized people while you plan on giving tax breaks to the richest people in Ontario?
Yeah! Yeah.
Hi, everybody. I'm Andrea. I'm from the ODSP Action Coalition, and I just wanted to go over some of the other changes that Lisa McLeod and her ministry is chopping from ODSP. These changes were not dictated by the Wynn government. They were dictated by community members and people with lived experience. So we came to a decision and a consensus about what was best and how to best change the program. And so that was what was implemented. It was not dictated by the Wynn government. So and these things will still need to be implemented even if Wynn is not in. So the first thing is definition of a spouse. They wanted a change from 3 months to 3 years to go along with the family legal definition. And this is an important change because people, you know, were afraid to be in relationships on ODSP. The rates got cut if you were in a relationship. And so that was robbing people. Can I get a shame?
Yay!
Alright. The next thing is the earning exemptions. In the budget proposals, they changed from $200 a month to $400 a month. This is money that people earn. And after $200 a month, it gets cut from like 50%, gets clawed back. And then it gets taxed. And they were going to take it from $200 a month to $400 a month. And we would appreciate these changes to keep going.
The cost of living keeps going up.
The other one is the board and lodging rates. People who are in board and lodging rates get less money than other recipients on ODSP.
And we got our letter delivered. Okay, this is a proof that it was delivered. So in a few days, somebody should be in contact with us.
and more than likely we should have a meeting with the minister, and that is all we're asking for. Yes. We want to know why. We want to know why you will cut the benefits of people on ODSV from 3% to 1.5%. That is a travesty. You know, that's not only bad, that's deliberately bad on the side of the government. They can do better. They know better. They should do better. Right?
Right.
Right.
You know, we're not here because we're asking for a handout. We don't need handouts. That's not what we're asking for. Right?
Right.
We're asking for justice.
Exactly. Yeah. Not only for justice, but if you made a promise to the people, people are dependent on those promises that you've made. You cannot now renege on those promises because it doesn't suit your constituency or the people that voted for you or however you feel, right? You're the premier of all of Ontario, not just some of the people in Ontario. Come on now, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Prove yourself. Prove yourself. Show yourself. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Right. Yeah.
Okay. So this is what happened today, right? And I hope that we get the meeting that we asked for, and this can all be rectified. Okay?
Peacefully. Stop the cuts.
Yes. We want a peaceful rectifying of this situation. Because we truly feel that this is unfair. And they can do better. And they should do better. And Doug Ford knows better. Yeah. I believe in his heart he knows better. There's no reason for this. Okay?
Who are we? Okay. Who are we?
Who are we?
Acorn.
Who are we?
Acorn.
Who are we?
Acorn.
Who are we?
Acorn.
What are we here for today?
Just
what do we demand?
Stop the cut!
Do we want this justice?
Stop the cut!
Right now! Right this minute, today! Enough is enough! Enough is enough! Okay? No more cuts, no more pullbacks, no more drawbacks. We the people!
Yeah.
We want justice! Right. Okay? And we will fight for that justice. We represent all peoples. Yes. Okay? Not just some peoples, all peoples. And we want this justice today. It's a shame. It's a shame that the minister that the taxpayer dollars pay for, who doesn't get a cut in their pay,
yeah,
is willing to give a cut to the people on audience. But does not have the nerve to come down and see the people that you're offending, see the people that you're hurting with your bad policies, right? You're gonna stay up in the tower and pretend you didn't hear us and pretend you didn't see us.
Butter.
Well, this will not stand, right? We're Acorn and we have a big voice, and we're gonna let that voice be heard near, far, and wide, right?
Got them to reverse the decision. So what I want to do is encourage you guys to go back home to your ridings, ask for a meeting with your members of provincial parliament, go in, tell them your story, tell them how this drop from 3% to 1.5% affects you and your family, it affects my family, and we represent 4,000 people with autism across Ontario. Our community is upset about this, and we're really happy to be able to join you here today. I was just inside the building actually meeting with ministry staff about the Ontario Autism Program, but last week we were in here and we made sure that voices of autistic self-advocates were heard. They got to tell their stories directly to the parliamentary assistant to Minister McLeod, Amy Fee, and they spoke sincerely and emotionally about how the cancellation of the basic income project and the 1.5% rollback affected them. So let's look for excuses to work together in solidarity. And again, congratulations on your activity. Great job.
Thank you. $10 or $20 a month in the hand.
Okay, we're just wrapping up here with Acorn Canada Radio, where radio meets justice. Kelly, any final thoughts?
I
don't think these cuts should go through. I think we should meet with the minister and stop these cuts.
Fight, fight, fight.
And fight, fight, fight. With all our might.
Woo!
With the help of the government, wants to cut our checks so we will go further into poverty.
We're back.
He's not listening. Doug Ford is not affected by the cap and trade. He's not affected by the sex ed in the schools. He's not affected by the council size. And now it's ODSP and OW. And he's not affected by that either. He doesn't care about the little people. It's not affecting him. So he will do it. If it does not hurt him, he will do it.
He's like Trump.
If it does, he won't. When will these cuts stop? There are over 940,000 recipients that receive ODSP and OW every month. Ford should leave his nice home, his wonderful job, and his wonderful food, and his car, and come live in our shoes for a month and see what we have to deal with. Take a $1,200 check. $1,000 of it goes towards rent. So that leaves $250.
You don't want to know what's going on.
$200 goes to
Does
Bill.
The reporter want to interview Kelly?
That leaves $50. We still haven't touched transportation. We still haven't touched entertainment.
It's like they're live.
We still haven't touched food.
Right. Live.
How are we supposed to survive? We won't. Stop the cuts.
No,
Stop the cuts. Stop the cuts! Stop the cuts! Stop